Today is Remembrance Sunday. It commemorates the end of hostilities in the First World War. In Britain, red poppies are traditionally laid at the tombs and on monuments to the war dead. Monsignor Peter Fleetwood is a parish priest in Liverpool, England, and he offers us this reflection.
I'm not a pacifist and I'm not a war person, but I've seen cemeteries in Normandy from the Second World War and along the Somme from the First World War. And when you see a hillside full of white crosses, beautifully kept, but thousands and thousands and thousands of crosses marking young men dead, you can't fail to think, I hope this never happens again. And I'm so glad now, in my mature years now, I can say I do believe in remembering them, because none of them wanted to be there. None of them wanted to go over the top and just waste years of their lives by being shot to death immediately. So I very much respect the idea that we should keep their memory. And for people like me, it's more a case of hoping that there won't be wars again. And it's a thank you to them. Might be a kind of emotional thing, but it's also a deep hope that somehow we'll grow wiser as a human race. We don't seem to, do we? Today, there are many families, particularly in the poorer parts of England and Scotland and Wales and even Ireland, where kids have joined the army, men and women, young men and young women, and loads of them have come back dead from Afghanistan and Iraq. So there's lots of extra relevance in remembering the dead of military campaigns. I don't think any of us wants to glory in the military side of it, but at least to say, yeah, okay, I hope their lives weren't lost in vain. I hope gradually we do improve this silly world we live in.